What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pinker, host of the Paul Pinker Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video about who's getting rich off the migrant crisis in Chicago. Before we do that, though, I want to give you a word from Dizzle Brand Premium Luxury Liqueur. Let's go ahead and pull up the video now.
That slap. It is that one. That egg bite talking about this new drink. They like that's that turn. That lit. That slap. It is that one. That egg bite talking about this new drink. They like
you can dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your dizzle on ice. And it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on the order online button on the home page. That'll take you to Emilio's Beverage. Or you can go to our locations on DizzleBrand.com. And there'll be other website links as well where you can order online at like four or five different spots. Below that is locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas, which is the number one selling state for Dizzle right now. Shouts out Little Rock, Obama, and Scale Breaker Punch out there in Arkansas. And shouts out to Chris Roker, Mike Dizzle, and Livio Harris. And definitely shouts out to Mike Dizzle, who created Dizzle. And don't forget the Dizzle brand merch as well. You can get that on DizzleBrand.com. Go on the merchandise store or go to Etsy.com. That's E-T-S-Y.com. Or go to Etsy.com/shop/DizzleBrand. And make sure if you just go to Etsy.com without putting a backslash, just search for DizzleBrand. All right, let's get into it. Who's getting rich off the migrant crisis?
Let's bring Chicago back to the front of the congregation and let's have a conversation, because at the forefront of this movement is New York and Chicago. New York and Chicago decided that they wanted to be the poster children, right? Y'all wanted to be the poster child of, and isn't it ironic that these are the two financially, the biggest financial institution as far as the Chicago Exchange and the New York Stock Exchange, that y'all wanted to be at the forefront of being the blue city, you wanted to be at the forefront of being a migrant city, neither one of y'all could solve for the issues that y'all already had within y'all own city, and they wanted to be the poster children. So let's really put it in perspective, because now we're starting to break it down back from a financial, from a financial lens, and I'm going to be reading Super Chat shortly. I appreciate y'all. Let's break it down from a financial perspective as far as what these two poster children are dealing with. Now, we know that Chicago or New York, Eric Adams is saying, listen, we are spending the average of $383 per day for migrant families on an individual level. 383 times 365 is 140. I told you my mental math was right. $140,000 a year per migrant family. Some of y'all don't even make half.
Yeah, a lot of people don't make half of that. And a lot of people are here legally and they got to struggle to make it.
That. And y'all sitting here having a conversation with me about what it takes in order to raise a family of four. Some of y'all don't make this. Y'all don't make $140,000 a year, and they doing it, and they don't even have to go to work for it. They get housing, shelter, heat, probably cell phones. Where the Obama phones? Throw them in there, right? Housing, shelter, heat, healthcare coverage, food, and all they had to do was make. Listen, it was a reason why that guy yesterday said, hey, man, I want to go over to New York. I want to go over to Chicago. He was talking to the border agent. He said, hey, you got a ride for me, and they get free transportation over there. They ain't got to hitchhike. They ain't got to do none of that. They get free buses over into their destination, and they getting $140,000 worth of services. You can't even get $600 a week from your unemployment if you get laid off your job.
Must be nice. Let's keep it moving.
You don't even get $600 a week from unemployment if you laid off your job. It's over. It's over. Let's talk about Chicago.
WGN's Brona Tumulty has been digging into where and how that money is being divvied out. Brona?
Good evening, guys. Yeah, it's a multi-million dollar question, more than $84 million, actually. That is how much has already been paid out on the migrant crisis here in Chicago, and those bills are piling up. It's a crisis that's dominated headlines almost daily. More than 13,500 asylum seekers pouring into the city since last August, with many sleeping on the floors of police stations.
I can't believe what I'm watching. You know, this is just seems, I'm reading those super chats, Shirley. Thank y'all for supporting the platform. It just seems like this is a movie. This can't be real life. I did not grow up thinking that this was going to be the American dream. Never in a thousand years did I think that we would have open borders. No kind of, let me continue. I'm going to just play the video.
Stations.
We are spending money hand over fist to assist these individuals, and yet we still have children, their parents, and the elderly sleeping on floors.
But millions of dollars are being forked over in aid, and we wanted to know where that money is being spent. A Freedom of Information request returned hundreds of invoices and a whopping $84.5 million already paid out since the buses started arriving.
Let's look.
If somebody sent out invoices, that means somebody's collecting money.
Let's back up for a minute now. A lot of people don't understand that you can get, because this is public information, right? I know y'all spend all of y'all time trying to figure out who got divorced, and so you going over to the divorce filings in Atlanta and over in California and Calabasas. You trying to figure out, did Jeezy file for divorce? You want to know who filed for bankruptcy as far as their personal bankruptcy and all of that. Those are the really juicy smoulier stories, right? All of this is public information. This is not a secret. It does not take heavy detective work for you to uncover what these numbers are, right? If you want to know what's being sent, what's being spent in your city on things that you don't agree with, all you have to do is request for it. It's the Freedom of Information Act, meaning that because they are public servants, shout out to my dog Ash, I'm going to be reading those super chats shortly, because this is public information, it is not hard for you to go in and request this. And this is the amount of money that's already been paid out. And they're budgeting for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions more to be paid out as a result of being a sanctuary city for the migrant crisis.
The majority of that, more than $56 million, was paid to a company named Favorite Healthcare Staffing. Over $12 million went to another group, Equitable Social Solutions, which helps deal with housing and shelter. And
now, we starting to get down to the deep diving and the science of it all, right? Because what did I tell you? What did I tell you? Is that at the end of the conversation, somehow, some way, it comes back down to the money. This is just since August. Now, $56.7 million allocated to the Favorite Healthcare Staffing. What the hell is that? What is Favorite Healthcare Staffing? What do they do? Because remember, this is y'all money. Meaning you go to work every day, and if you make $100,000 a year and you a single man or you a single strong black woman, you're going to take home $67,000 on average, depending on what state that you live in and what community that you serve. Meaning that the majority of your taxes and your tax dollars that's supposed to be going towards infrastructure, school, right? In order to make sure that we have public transportation, safety, police, fire, great response times, right? Also paying the salaries of the people that's instituting this for you. This is your money at work. So if you don't know who Favorite Healthcare Staffing is over in Chicago, we got a problem. Who the hell is Lakeshore Hospitality and how come you've never heard of them before? Who are running Open Kitchens, the company? Who is SkyTech Enterprises and why did they get $500,000 last year? Equitable Social Solutions. What does that mean? What is Equitable Social Solutions that got $12.5 million last year? Who's at the forefront of these companies? Who works for them? Who bid on these contracts? When did they get paid out? How often do they submit invoices? Why are they spending this money on this in the first place? Is the money going? See, now we starting to get to the nitty gritty. Now we starting to get to the real. You don't know who's the head of Favorite Healthcare Staffing. You have no clue who this person is. Ballin'. See, I'm in the wrong business. I'm sitting here cooking up for you every day on content creation and on YouTube and Facebook and moving over into Rumble. And I'm over here trying to show you how to build real estate and building houses from scratch and all of this other type of stuff. All I got to do is go and bid on a government contract. Make sure y'all tap into Tam. She's a part of the Patreon and she's in the Discord helping y'all to get these government contracts on a regular basis. We rubbing shoulders with the wrong people. We friends. See, I shouldn't even be sitting here holding accountable to Mayor Brandon Johnson's and all of that. What I should be doing is rubbing shoulders with him in order to get some of this migrant money. How can I get the migrant money, Mr. Brandon Johnson? Who is Eric Adams spending all of these billions of dollars on, and why are they getting the money? Who are the heads of these companies, and why are we not? See, this is what we should really be doing conversations about. Fuck Jay Morrison. I'm sorry. I'm not cussing no more. Forget Jay Morrison, right? Small time. Caesar, I can care less about what's going on with DJ Envy. Means nothing to me whatsoever. Forget the Trust Real Estate Fund. Where is all of these billions of dollars going to, and who own these companies, and how come y'all not deep? I might be saying too much. I might be getting myself in trouble. I don't want to mess up y'all money, Freaky Jason. I don't want to mess up y'all money, Freaky Jason. Listen, if y'all over here finessing, allegedly, I have no clue whatsoever. I'm just asking the questions. If we over here getting to...
Look, let me chime in, man. I ain't gonna lie. Allegedly, it doesn't look like they're allegedly finessing. Like, what does some of these companies have anything to do with the migrant crisis specifically? If that's what this is for, it's like, you know, open kitchens, healthcare, equity, something, social solutions. You know, what the fuck does that even mean? This sounds like a bunch of fucking finessing.
The money and y'all getting to it. Who am I to then say how it is that Chicagoans are supposed to spend their tax dollars in order to fund what's going on over at the migrant crisis? Who am I to say who can finesse y'all behind the scenes? Because guess what? They don't have no identity. They walking up to you like this. They not sitting here pitching black on black and none of this other type of stuff. You don't even know where your tax dollars is going. Nobody is asking who's at the forefront of these companies that's profiting so heavily from what's going on at the migrant crisis. These outsides, big, huge costs that's associated with it. Who is the companies that's building Tent City? What is going on? Do they look like you? Do they represent your interests? Do they even live in your community? You don't know. And you know why you don't know? Because you've never cared to ask the questions that's actually meaningful for how it is that they're allocating your money, because you got to pay that money no matter. See, Jay Morrison and them got to finesse you. They got to get sponsors. They got to get Boyce Watkins. They got to get on the platform. They got to pitch you. They got to do all of this. I don't even care because I've never given to Jay Morrison. But guess what? If you live in Chicago, if you live in the United States of America, you giving over your tax dollars and you don't even know where you giving it. At least you know who bent you over and put that lube on you and then went ahead and gave you that oop shebang. See, you know who did the finessing on you. At least I could put a face to it. You know what? If I'm a trick off, at least I know that it's the stripper that got chlamydia inside of the strip club that finessed me. I know what she looked like. At least she made it bounce, 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 bounce. You don't even know who you tricking off over there on the federal government, and you ain't even tripping about it. You have no clue who is finessing you out of your tax dollars. They take your money and they be like this. At least you can put a face to it. At least it's tricking. If you got it, you can put a face to it. You got some Gulk 3000. Something happened as a result of it. You don't have no clue who is finessing you and taking your tax dollars. Give me something for it. Give me something for it. Tell me that I could at least, but listen, don't just butter me up. At least bend over a little bit before we walk over there. At least speak to me before you over here finessing me. Give me something to go along with it, but nah, y'all just gonna take it. You taking it like a G. You taking it like a.
You know what? It seems like that's what politics is nowadays. People vote getting voted in and spending the money in places where they can finesse the situation. I wouldn't be surprised if Brandon Johnson has percentages or shares in some of these companies or is going to get paid under the table. Or and it's not even just about the money, too. It's also about securing more votes. It's about trying to dominate politically and keep political control and political power, you know, because they're by, this is the equivalent, like bringing illegals in and spending all this money and putting them up in all these places and tell them you get them jobs and you'll get them legalized is just another form of trying to buy votes. That's all this is. This is buying votes. So it is finessing because they're buying. This is all about buying votes. And these companies making a shit ton of money off of the process of bringing them in. It's a lot of double dipping going on in here.
Like a modern woman. You taking it like a woman that is on college campus for the first time and she had an HBCU and it's 1993 and she going straight to the fit over to the Freaknik. That's you. You that modern woman over at the Freaknik, and guess who your pimp is? I'ma show you.
More than $500,000 was paid to SkyTech Enterprises for security. But in addition to what's already been spent, we're told there's an additional estimated cost of more than $48 million in unpaid invoices, which would mean total estimated expenditures to date are somewhere in the region of $133 million.
It's abysmal, it's shameful, and it's sad that despite all of our best efforts and despite all the money we committed to throwing to help solve this issue brought to our doorstep by the federal government, this is the best that we have to offer.
Alderman Raymond Lopez weighing in on the situation.
And I'm glad he said this issue was brought to the doorstep by the federal government. Some people will try to blame the southern border states, but no, they just got smart. They just got smart, you know. Said, hey, this isn't just our problem, and y'all want to be open sanction states? Hey, guess what? Now you can get a brunt of the problem. And that's the thing. People, you know, they're never really, while they're living in their bubbles, they're never really worried about problems or issues until they come to their backyard.
Situation today, telling us this problem is only going to get worse.
We have to stop playing for the moment and just addressing busload by busload. And begin making preparations, not only in our city, but in this state, to address the fact that we can very easily see upwards of 50,000 migrant asylum seekers sent to Chicago and Illinois in the next year. The
city. So as I start to ask these questions.
$1 million in taxpayer money was allocated to the crisis back in May, which.
Y'all, listen, when we started this live stream today, the thing that I asked you to do is start asking yourself the questions.
38% of taxpayers' dollars are going to taking care of people who are not here legally. It's funny how the double you see the double standards. Because if you're born here, you definitely got to follow the rules and the laws, or they'll lock you up. But you come here legally, oh man, $140,000 a year to take care of you easily. There's a lot of double standards.
I can't answer them for you. I don't got the answers for you. I have my thoughts. I have my theories. I have the things that I believe is happening, but I can't answer the questions for you, Sway. I asked you to ask yourself the questions as we started to go through this live stream today. I need you to start paying attention.
Counts for about 38% of what's being spent, while we're told the balance, about 62%, is coming from grants.
Now, let me give you the white lie, right? From grants is also monies allocated from taxpayers specifically for whatever it is that they're paying these companies for. What? We don't know. Who can say? Where they at? Have no idea whatsoever. All of this, 100% of the pie, 62% plus 38% equal 100%, is coming out of the people, monies. And you know whose money is coming from? It's not mine's. No, it's not mine's. I'm gonna pay less in taxes than you will this year because I know how to look at things from a business perspective. I'm a bag chaser. I'm a Patreon member. Is it coming from the poor people? Absolutely not. They chilling. Slow motion. You know what I'm saying? You know who's this gonna come out of? See, no, you right. Keep paying attention to Oprah and complaining about her. You talking about The Rock. You so easily distracted and still over there begging for reparations while you pan for whoever these people are that's servicing people in your neighborhood who you don't even want there. Maybe, and this is just a theory, maybe there's a lot of different hands in, maybe there's a lot of different hands that have an incentive to continue to keep this thing going. I have no clue. I'm just taking a hypothesis. This is my educated guess. This is my hypothesis.
No, he's on the money. He's on the money. They definitely incentivize to keep this going because they're trying to buy and bribe for votes. You know, voting time. If they legalize these people where they can vote, then Democrats will like, you know, we're the ones that basically, you know, did all this for you. You got to vote for us. And it's funny how, you know, Democrats, they, you know, they've convinced a lot of, most of Black America that they're on their side. And they clearly show you they're not, that they care more about illegal migrants than any legal born citizens. You know, that's the thing. Like, they only care about who they feel like can secure them the votes. You know, Malcolm X said it best. Both sides are corrupt, but one side is more hypocritical and more deceitful. And that side is the white liberal, the liberal side, the Democratic side. You know, that is if you're a Malcolm X kind of guy like me. I'm a Malcolm X guy over Martin, you know, for my personal preference. I agreed with Malcolm X's, you know, statements and views more than I did Martin's. You know, of course, Martin was praying to a white Jesus, and that's an issue. But yeah, thank you for tuning in to another episode. Of course, all this shit is always about money and control. You know, anything that's dealing with politics is all about money and control. They're definitely trying to put more of a grasp hold on the control. And shit is definitely getting crazier out here. And it's probably going to get worse. Next year is going to be a very, very interesting year. Very, very interesting year. I think a lot of batshit crazy shit's going to happen. And we'll be here to talk about it, react to it on the Paul Pickett Podcast. Once again, thank you for tuning in, and I'm out.